Hurricane Ian is going to hit again. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It's now bearing down on South Carolina's coast, but not as strong as when it hit Florida as a Category 4 hurricane. Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz says it's a Cat 1 with 85-mile-an-hour winds.
Beginning to enter the coastline by the middle of the morning, and then by lunchtime, probably making landfall, running all the way up into the southeast.
Fox's Doug Luzaders in Charleston.
You get a feeling here in South Carolina that most people are staying put. I mean, there's not really a feeling of panic here, but there is concern about the kind of flooding that they will run into here. Not so much about the wind, but the flooding. That tidal surge that we're talking about, the storm surge, 4 to 7 feet.
Now, the storm surge was double that in some areas when Ian decimated southwest Florida and had also destructive wind.
Power lines down, lots of debris, trees down everywhere.
She's in Cape Coral. Fox's Evan Brown is in Punta Gorda.
From Fort Myers to Port Charlotte and places in between, there is still shock over what Ian has done.
I was here for Hurricane Charley, and this storm is noticeably worse than Hurricane Charley. The island is in rough shape.
Sanibel Police Chief William Dalton, fatalities are being found, though people are being rescued.
There have been hundreds of rescues, people still being plucked from the devastation along the coast, up to the Orlando area, where there was also flooding. At least 10 people are dead. More than 2 million homes and businesses remain without power. Looks like Congress is ready to take action before a deadline tonight to avoid a partial government shutdown.
The House is expected to pass a short-term spending bill extending government funding into mid-December. The Senate agreed to the measure yesterday.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. Russia has ramped up bombings today in Ukraine. One strike killed at least 25 people. This says Russian leader Vladimir Putin is getting ready to sign off today on annexing 4 regions of Ukraine, taking them. The U.S. says it will not recognize those areas as part of Russia. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
The U.S. is playing war games, conducting anti-submarine drills off the Korean Peninsula. But it's not just American warships playing. It's joint training with South Korea and Japan following a series of North Korean missile tests this week. The North Koreans are building submarines that are advanced to increase their ability to launch missiles from underwater. Now, Vice President Harris was just in Japan and South Korea earlier this week, and President Biden hosted a group of Pacific Island leaders for a summit.
Security and sovereign rights are among the pillars of an announced U.S.-Pacific partnership, along with efforts
to support climate resilience and to build sustainable blue economies in the Pacific Islands, prepare for climate impacts on public health and food security, and to strengthen sustainable development.
The president praised the backing of these nations to condemn Russia's war in Ukraine.
And for your strong moral leadership on global issues at the United Nations.
An outline of the partnership elevates Pacific Island well-being to a priority of the Biden-Harris administration. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
An attack in Afghanistan. A suicide bomber hit an education center, killing at least 19 people. More than 20 others were wounded. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising. The day after a big return to selling, the Dow fell 458 points. The Nasdaq dropped 314. On Thursday night football, the Cincinnati Bengals beat the Miami Dolphins 27-15.
There was a scary moment in the game in the second quarter. Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa had his head slam off the turf and laid motionless for several minutes. He was taken off the field on a stretcher and evaluated at a local hospital. The Dolphins announced that Tagovailoa was conscious and had movement in his extremities.
That's Fox's Eric Messersmith. It's the Dolphins' first loss of the season, leaving the Philadelphia Eagles as the NFL's only unbeaten team. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.